AP Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. We started the NBA where the 76ers saw the return of their star center, and his presence paid off immediately. Correspondent Michael Luongo has this report.
The return of Joel Embiid paid dividends for the 76ers, who picked up a 109-105 win over the Thunder. After missing 29 games with a knee injury, the reigning league MVP gave Philadelphia the pair of free throws with 37.5 seconds left in regulation, then picked up two more foul shots to seal the win. Embiid finished with 24.
I want to win, but at the same time, you know, I just want to play. And, you know, wherever that takes us, you know, I'm fine with it.
The Timberwolves beat the Rockets 113-106. The Nuggets were 110-105 winners over the Spurs. Nikola Jokic scores 42 points and hauls in 16 rebounds.
That team played really hard, and they cut really well. They run the plays really well, so, you know. It's hard to beat a team who always play 100%.
Denver holds a one-half game lead over the Timberwolves and Thunder for the top spot in the Western Conference. Golden State got 23 points from Andrew Wiggins in a 104-100 win over the Mavericks. The Warriors have won 5 straight. The Heat took care of the Knicks 109-99, getting 34 points from Terry Rozier.
Knicks is a great defensive team, but, you know, in this league, you got a lot of guys who can score the rock on a high level, and then sometimes you can't stop them once it gets going. And, you know, I feel like I can score the ball pretty well, and it was just one of those nights.
It was Wizards 117, Bucks 113, Lakers 128, Raptors 111, Cleveland 129, Utah 113, and Kings 109, Clippers 95. NHL, the Capitals were in Buffalo to play the Sabres. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Capitals didn't do their playoff situation any favors with a 6-2 loss to the Sabres, keeping Washington 1 point behind the third-place Flyers in the Metropolitan Division. J.J. Paterka was one of 4 Sabres with 3 points, providing 2 goals and an assist.
I think just getting deep, good shifts. All 4 lines were buzzing, and I think every line got it deep and good sticks on the forecheck, and I think that's where we generated a lot of chances.
Rasmus Dahlin, Tage Thompson, and Alex Tuck each had a goal and 2 assists for Buffalo, which is 5 points behind the Caps for the second wild card in the East.
Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby scored twice in Pittsburgh's 6-3 win at New Jersey. Nick Suzuki scored twice as the Canadians overcame a slow start to beat the slumping Panthers 5-3.
Our first period is okay. You know, it's like we had more, and you know, we talked about it a little bit and just cleaned some things up, and you know, had a better second and third period, and you know, pulled away.
The Islanders edged the Blackhawks 2-1. It was Minnesota 3, Ottawa 2. Boston skated in Nashville, and our Jeremy Gover was on hand to file this report.
The Boston Bruins went toe-to-toe with the Nashville Predators before finally outlasting them 3-0. After 2 action-packed but scoreless frames, Charlie Coyle got the Bruins going with a shorthanded goal just under 7 minutes left in the contest. 4 minutes later, Pavel Zacha would add his 19th of the season, and David Pastrnak would eventually tally his 46th into an empty net to seal the deal. Goaltender Linus Ullmark was flawless. The 32 saves secured his 2nd shutout of the season.
We stayed patient. We didn't get rattled, and we just kept plugging away. Once we actually got the opportunities to score, we managed to do that. And it was in clutch moments in the game.
The Ducks were 5-3 winners at Calgary, and the Golden Knights doubled up the Canucks 6-3. Up next, a look at the day in Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper hit 3 home runs, including a grand slam in the Phillies' 9-4 win over the visiting Reds. Milwaukee got a home run by Christian Yelich in a 3-2 win over the Twins. The Brewers are 4-0. The Rays were home against the Rangers. Here's AP's Dave Ferry.
Zach Eflin and Isak Paredes led the Rays 5-2 victory over the Rangers. Manager Kevin Cash was happy with what he got from Eflin.
He's thrown, 6-plus and then 5-plus the other day, 11 great innings for us, and one against the Blue Jays that we'd probably like to have back, but he really sets the tone for our rotation. We needed a guy to a start like that, and he was easily the right guy to provide it.
Eflin carried a 2-hit shutout into the 7th, but he was pulled after allowing 3 hits in the inning, including an RBI single by Jonah Heim. By then, Tampa Bay already had built a 5-0 lead, 3 runs coming on a Paredes homer in the 5th.
The Royals won 4-1 at Baltimore. Mikael Garcia with 3 RBIs for Kansas City. Aaron Hicks went deep for the Angels in a 3-1 3-1 win over the Marlins, who fall to 0-6. Paul DeJong hit a pinch hit home run for the White Sox in a 3-2 win over the Braves. The Cubs blasted 4 home runs in a 12-2 shellacking of the Rockies at Wrigley Field. Davis Schneider hit a 2-run home run in the top of the 9th inning to propel the Blue Jays past the Astros 2-1. Wilson Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the Cardinals 5-2 win at San Diego. Cleveland won at Seattle 5-2. Bo Naylor with a 2-run blast for the Guardians. Zach Gallen tossed 6 innings and gave up 3 hits as the Diamondbacks shut out the Yankees 7-0. Christian Walker hit a 3-run bomb for Arizona. Boston won 5-4 in 11 innings at Oakland. Trevor Story drove in 3 for the Red Sox. Mookie Betts hit his 5th home run of the season in the Dodgers 5-4 win over the Giants. The Tigers and Mets were postponed. Mike Reeves, AP Sports.